Oscar Wilde, a Lady Windermere's fan. An explanation. To the editor of the St. James Gazette. Sir, allow me to correct a statement put forward in your issue of this evening to the effect that I have made a certain alteration in my play in consequence of the criticism of some journalists who write very recklessly and very foolishly in the papers about dramatic art. This statement is entirely untrue and grossly ridiculous. The facts are as follows. On last Saturday night, after the play was over, the author, cigarette in hand, had delivered a delightful and immoral speech. I had the pleasure of entertaining at supper a small number of personal friends, and as none of them was older than myself, I naturally listened to their artistic views with attention and pleasure. The opinions of the old on the matters of art are, of course, of no interest whatsoever. The artistic instincts of the young are invariably fascinating, and I am bound to state that all my friends, without exception, were of opinion that the psychological interest of the second act would be greatly increased by the disclosure of the actual relationship existing between Mr. Lady Windermere and Mrs. Erlynne, an opinion, I may add, that had previously been strongly held and urged by Mr. Alexander. As to those of us who do not look on the play as a mere question of pantomime and clowning, psychological interest is everything. I determined, consequently, to make a change in the precise moment of revelation. This determination, however, was entered into long before I had the opportunity of studying the culture, courtesy, and critical faculty displayed in such papers as the Referee Reynolds and the Sunday Sun. When criticism becomes in England a real art, as it should be, and when none but those of artistic instinct and artistic cultivation are allowed to write about works of art, artists will no doubt read criticism with a certain amount of intellectual interest. As things are at present, the criticism of ordinary newspapers are of no interest whatsoever, except in so far as they display in its crudest form the Bacchusianism of a country that has produced some Athenians, and in which some Athenians have come to dwell. I am, sir, your obedient servant, Oscar Wilde. February 26, St. James Gazette, February 27, 1992.